Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot is calling out the Hallmark Channel for pulling advertisements involving a same-sex couple. We get the story from WBBM's Jim Goodis.
The ads for the wedding planning website Zola show two brides kissing each other at an altar. A spokesperson for Hallmark told the New York Times public displays of affection violate the channel's policies. The spokesperson declined to comment on why a nearly identical ad featuring a bride and groom kissing wasn't rejected. Mayor Lightfoot, who is in a same-sex marriage, says Hallmark showed poor judgment.
That just sends exactly the wrong message. We're at a point in our life as a nation where we need to be coming together. We don't need to give any voice or any room to hatred.
The conservative group 1 Million Moms launched a petition against the ads, which it claims garnered 25,000 signatures. On the South Side, Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
A former longtime mayor of Gary has died. Richard Hatchard took office in 1968 and served as the mayor of Gary for 20 years. Highlights of his tenure included the construction of low-income housing and the first public housing units in the city in nearly two decades. However, crime was a constant issue. By 1984, Gary had the highest per capita homicide rate in the country. Hatcher also served as an advisor to Presidents Lyndon B. Johnson and Jimmy Carter on civil rights and urban policy. Family members say he died yesterday at a Chicago hospital. He was 86. Family and friends said their final goodbyes yesterday to a Southside rapper who died at Midway Airport.
Jared Higgins performed under the name of Juice WRLD, and his was a name to watch in music. He was a 2017 graduate of Homewood Flossmoor High School. His 2018 album, Goodbye and Good Riddance, hit number 6 on the Billboard 200, and the single Lucid Dreams hit number 2. Higgins died Sunday after suffering a seizure and cardiac arrest at a private hangar at Midway Airport. He was 21. His funeral was at the Holy Temple Cathedral Church of God in Christ in Harvey. Fans held a separate memorial in Millennium Park. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Authorities say a man who followed a stolen car from Downers Grove encountered a similar fate in Woodridge.
A driver witnessed a carjacking along Hawkins Avenue in Downers Grove, where he saw two men get out of a car and force another driver out of a Kia Sportage at gunpoint. The witness followed the stolen car to the intersection of 75th Street and Route 53, where he got out of his car and left it idling. That's when the same carjackers stole his Dodge Charger. Police say the thefts are connected and describe the suspects as two men in their early 20s wearing dark clothing. Neither car has been found, but anyone with information is asked to contact the Woodridge or Downers Grove police. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Mayor Lightfoot says efforts to delay the sale of recreational marijuana in Chicago will not solve racial inequalities.
Mayor Lightfoot says she, too, is unhappy that none of the dozens of recreational marijuana dispensaries set to open in Chicago will be black or Latino-owned. But she says that's a problem with the state's legalization law. And she says there are opportunities for minority entrepreneurs to benefit. She says she suggested to Alderman Jason Irvin that the city start a cannabis growing cooperative with community groups.
It's the most lucrative part of the business. The other parts of it are retail, of course, but also trucking, also banking. There's lots of ways in which we can bring black and brown folks into this market, but what we need is a strategic vision for that and not just tactical maneuvers to say no.
We talk about issues of race, business, law enforcement, and more on our At Issue program this weekend, and you can hear more Sunday evening at 9:30. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.